This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Boulder community paused for a moment of silence at 2:30 this afternoon. The time marked 1 year since a mass shooting took place at the Table Mesa King Supers. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold spoke at the ceremony for 10 victims, which included an officer who responded to the shooting.
We will always remember March 22nd, but the events of that day will not define us. Today, we honor our fallen colleague, Eric Talley.
Remembrance events are scheduled throughout the day. A community gathering will take place in downtown Boulder this afternoon. A judge has agreed to have all charges dropped against a security guard who shot and killed a protester in 2020. Matthew Dolla fatally wounded Lee Keltner after competing protests in downtown Denver between the ultra-right-wing conservatives and anti-fascists in 2020. Denver DA Beth McCann had announced 2 weeks ago that she planned to drop the charges, claiming her office could not, quote, overcome the legal justifications of self-defense or defense of others. On Monday, a judge allowed the move. The Aspen Philharmonic says it won't perform concerts this year because it doesn't have enough affordable housing for student musicians. The Aspen Times reports the Aspen Music Festival and school has canceled performances and reduced its student body because of the housing problem. The festival plans to spend more than $2.5 million on housing this summer, much more than it typically does. Other events at the festival will go on as usual. Right now in Boulder, it's 39 degrees and breezy, and in Grand Junction, it's 47 degrees and overcast. This is CPR News and KRCC.